Recorded Books and RB Digital present To Hell and Beyond by Mark Henry. Narrated by Pete Bradbury. This program contains Hard Road to Heaven and the Hell Riders. And now, Hard Road to Heaven. Prologue. Boston, August 1910. Angela Kenworth's mother was dead set against her having any adventure that required the wearing of breeches. A great western adventure, her father's telegram had promised. Suggest you bring at least 2 pair of canvas trousers. Young lady, adventure is nothing more than the lie your memory tells you about hardship you've been forced to endure. I stand resolute on this matter. Mother fastened the buckle on Angela's leather valise with an air of staunch finality, lest any breeches find their way inside. When Mother stood resolute on anything, it did no good to argue. I will not permit a young woman associated with me or this family to be seen in Montana dressed like a rough boy. Pants have no place on a proper lady when it comes to adventuring. Mother swelled up like a devil toad when Kitty, the Irish housekeeper, quietly agreed, observing that she herself had had many fine adventures without her pants. The woman was no smarter than a stick, and if she hadn't been such a gifted cook, Mother would have long since given her the sack. I shall always despise your father for dragging you out to that dreadful place, Mother said, driving poor Kitty from the room with a withering stare. As if the fact that she chose to live 2,000 miles from her husband wasn't already enough to show how resolute she stood in her feelings for the man. You long for adventure, Angela, but believe you me, all you will get is rough men and red savages. Honestly, Mother, Angela said, running an ebony brush through her thick auburn hair, it's the 20th century. Everyone west of the Mississippi River isn't still mired in the 1800s battling Indians and dueling in the streets at high noon. Mother waved her off with an exasperated gasp and went in search of Kitty to check on breakfast. Angela picked up her father's telegram. She had it memorized, but read it again anyway. Mother, you'll get the vapors if you don't calm down, she sighed softly to herself. Red savages in this day and age? Mother's resolution on the matter notwithstanding, civilization had even come to places like Montana. Chapter 1 Montana, August 18th, 1910. 6 days after the train groaned away from Boston's North Station, 17-year-old Angela Kenworth showed some resolution of her own and tossed 2 gray linen traveling skirts out the window of a swaying horse-drawn coach. Evidently, her father's idea of adventure had little to do with comfort. It was miserably hot inside the jigging vehicle that seemed to spend more time on 2 wheels than 4. Angela leaned her head back against the smooth maroon leather upholstery and tugged at the knees of her new canvas breeches, regretting the loss of the airy skirts. The snug pants caused her to sweat profusely, confining and pinching in countless unmentionable places. Unable to do anything about it, she consoled herself with the fact that she was no longer confined to the elegant prison of her home in Boston. Outside, what her father had described as rolling green hills of pine and hemlock had been reduced to charred rock and ruined black snags. Every few minutes, the coach rolled over a scab of burned ground, some hundreds of feet across. Mountains of bitterroot range peeked up through a brown haze all around her, Emerald Isles above a sea of greasy smoke. Her father hadn't mentioned the fires, and she had yet to see him so she could ask about them. A tall, strapping German fellow with soap-scrubbed skin had met them at the station in Saltese and introduced himself as Fritz Mueller, her father's representative. He had white blonde hair, sun-bronzed skin, and chiseled features that made Mother's representative, Betty Donahue, trip on her skirts to fawn over him. Betty drooped beside Angela, fanning her face with a lace handkerchief. She was a fleshy woman, prone to copious sweating, even in cooler weather. Beads of perspiration pasted blonde curls to her high forehead and glistened over a moist upper lip. She had a dark, if somewhat alluring, smile of a stain at the scooping neckline of her robin's egg dress. Mother considered Betty her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?